TanCast does not represent the stand-up of Tim Babb.
These conversations are raw, explicit,
and contain adult themes and content.
This podcast is not recommended for younger listeners or anyone.
Hello, dear listeners. This is Tim, the T from TanCast. So this episode is entitled Episode 419A, because we actually recorded an episode 419. Well, Andy and Noah recorded 419. I forgot to hit record, so it's just the two of them talking to nobody. I had hoped to piece it together. I may yet someday, but not likely. I think it's going to go in the file with episode 207. But in this episode, Andy's in town, and so we're all hanging out in his hotel room recording an episode while, well, you'll hear. Anyway, sorry for the delay the last couple weeks. We're going to try and get it together in the future. I promise.
Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
TanCast.
Hi, I'm Tim Babb, an extremely obscure stand-up comedian. I started this podcast because I thought it might be interesting to find out what makes a comedian laugh. In my case, it's my two old roommates, Andy and Noah. They're not comedians, but they always used to make me laugh. But now we don't live together anymore. So we decided we'd do this podcast every week and try and make each other laugh and record it so maybe we make a few of you laugh as well.
This week, Andy's in town. We record an episode in his hotel room. And nobody's high. Why are you asking? Are you a cop? You have to tell me if you're a cop. Anyway, you probably won't, but if you hear this sound...
Because I got high, because I got high, because I got high.
That means we put a link to whatever we were just talking about in the show notes. Okay, let's start the show.
TanCast.
You look like you jackknifed on the bed or something.
I'm just being obtuse.
Hey, easy, drink spill boy.
No, I'm cool. No, I'm never gonna be so high that I'm not gonna react like a dad to a spill.
You know what, guys?
That is a hell of a thing to start with.
Oh, this guy.
It actually started with him being jackknifed.
Oh, okay.
Much think now. You know what,
stop it.
Ah, cock. No. We're not in all the same place. We're recording across the country.
I am recording from across time and space.
Welcome to, I don't know what we want to call this.
TanCast?
We'll call it 419Cast because we're not. We're not close, but we're not quite there.
No. We'll call it 419.666666666666666666.
You're still not funny, dude.
I know.
Slap that one out your mouth.
This is Tim, the T in TanCast, the silver one.
Did we actually sync?
What do we need to sync? Fucking, he said it to be funny. You really thought we needed to sync?
You're stupid.
All right.
Harsh.
Too far? A bit. Too
no,
soon?
No, guys, you misunderstand me. I just mean, like, you know, spiritually.
Huh?
Well, I'm getting that headache from laughing too much.
This is like watching a porn of people cuddling.
Like, ew.
Like, they're done, and you're just going to watch them hang out afterwards.
We're all together.
We are. But we're not all together.
No.
Some of us may have had some edibles. Mm.
Yes, it was a
yeah, great, I like to eat food.
Nice burger.
Fried chicken. Mmm.
Tempura bacon. I mean, like, I'm trying to lose weight, but then I'm like, wait, fry some breaded bacon? Yes, please. But put that on a burger, like a whole other meat underneath the fried breaded meat.
You're not trying to lose weight. You are losing weight.
Yeah, you've successfully lost weight. I have managed to lose and gain it back.
Yo-yo.
Neat.
And I'm having a fucking soda.
I eat full sugar. I try to give me a diet. He's a no.
Tim. I'm also making bad food choices.
Oh, okay.
With almond joy.
You can have that right now?
No, later.
Oh, okay. Well, then, see, you're spacing it out. Yeah. I had the fucking burger, and I'm having a soda.
And a shake.
I had some chocolate.
Not even a good shake. Not even worth it.
Fuck that shit. I shouldn't even
not worth
that
those
shake.
Calories.
It was not worth those calories.
I had some chocolate that was dark chocolate with strawberry, and then I had some other chocolate that was...
Noah.
We didn't do anything illegal, officer. I don't think there was much calories to speak of in that other chocolate, though.
Wow.
Why not?
Because the effective bite size.
Oh,
the chocolate.
Yeah. Okay.
To not be hungry.
Very small and dainty chocolate.
You're right there, Stevie Wonder. Like, your eyes are closed. You're wiggling your head around.
Ebony and ivory living together.
Neighbors.
Excellent neighbors.
Harmony. Although it's not... Well, it's probably later now that it was.
Yeah, it's like 10, I think.
I was like, where's my phone?
I know where your phone is, Tim.
I don't know, Tim. Why don't we look at it next to this black thing on the floor?
That's Noah's dick. Yeah. So, we were at...
Until time, it's 10:25.
We were at a CVS.
Uh-huh.
And there was a homeless guy up front who kept going, spare change, spare change. And Noah heard it.
Is that what he was fucking saying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Noah heard it, and he's like, you know how it just gets to a thing where it just sounds like sounds, like, it doesn't even sound like words. It's like, argh. And so he did that. And he went, argh. I was like, Noah, you hate him. He's like, no. And he had gotten some money out to give him some money. And I made like, he's going to go like, hey, man, I want you to know I wiped my ass with that before I handed it to you. And that is why we were laughing on the way out of CVS.
But I would never do that.
No.
Noah was laughing so hard stuff come out of him.
That was true. He was either take five and he gave some back.
I don't know why I turned into Hulk there for a second. Noah laughed so hard stuff come out of him.
Speaking of the Hulk,
Mike's gone. We can
all
talk about
saw
this.
Thor. What's a Thor?
I don't know, man. When I work out too much and I kind of like try to work the core and it gets a little Thor, you know?
Thor.
I was like, response to that? No. I liked it.
Yes.
It was okay.
Oh.
No, I loved it.
I was like,
I mean.
Are you a dissenting opinion?
No. No, I wasn't like, oh my god, this is cinema manifest.
I feel like there have been a lot of reviews that, like, I think I heard it was, like, the best reviewed Marvel movie. I'm like, I don't see that.
Mm.
I mean, it was enjoyable.
What was the best one for you?
It's hard to top the first Avengers for me. Mm-hmm. And then Civil War. Both of those are very good.
Yeah. Definitely different tone, but I think I'd put Guardians 2 and then Guardians 1 right in underneath those. Probably in that order.
I really like Guardians 2.
Yeah. Surprising amount of heart for something where, like, there's a poop joke, a barf joke, a stretching faces out
joke. I have famously large turds. They were lying to the movie. We laughed their ass off both times.
It was because it was a quality poop joke.
Famously large turds.
That was, what's his name?
Dave Bautista?
Yes. But what's his character name?
Drax Destroyer.
Yeah.
I do both those things because I'm not high.
I don't know if I'm drunk stupid, tired stupid, or high stupid, but I'm assuming that's maybe additive.
it's a cocktail.
That's a good laugh. I started saying, hey, it's good crack, hey, it's good crack. And that was my first time, but we laughed so much.
Oh, yeah. Woof. Oh. We just had a giggle fit in the middle of the street.
And I was legitimately crying because I was laughing so hard. I don't even remember what set that, like, what story I was trying to tell you. I was cracking myself the fuck up telling you, though.
You didn't say your favorite Marvel movie.
Oh, yeah.
We'll cut you off.
I'm sorry.
It's alright.
No valid opinions.
I mean, I would say Guardians of the Galaxy, I think, for a couple reasons. I think
one is with your boy, Tim?
Yes. Always a reason. You should know what to expect. I didn't like, because I had never read those, so it's like, I think it was interesting to come across as like, this is a fresh new thing to me, like, I have no expectations of what it's going to be, and I was like, oh, that was really good, and it was like, yeah, it's epic, it felt pretty epic.
Yeah, and apparently that was a, like, conscious choice they made about the, like, we want to set a tone now to take it, the series forward.
Looking forward to Infinity War.
Yeah.
Is that next year?
It is.
I think. Because Black Panther's in February. Because, of course it is.
Oh,
and this is Ant and Wasp in, like, November?
Yes. Ant and Wasp is in between Avengers 1 and 2. I mean, 3 and 4. Whatever. Infinity War 1 and 2.
Yeah.
Although, apparently, they were saying they weren't going to call it Infinity War 1 and 2, but then I've heard people refer to it as that again.
Yeah, I've... I was literally just telling Caitlin that I was confused as fuck about that one. Because, like, when it came up, the Thor will return in Avengers Infinity War. She was like, I thought it was Infinity War Part 1. And we had this whole thing about, like, that. Yeah, well, now it's just untitled Avengers movie.
Yep.
Well, that's the last I heard.
Every time they say Infinity War, that's not the official name that's been announced.
No, the official name of the next one is Infinity War. Mm-hmm. It was Infinity War Part 1. But now they've dropped the part.
Got it, okay.
Supposedly. Mm-hmm. It's been a good year for superhero movies, I have to say.
Mm-hmm.
We had Logan.
Mm-hmm.
Guardians 2.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Wonder Woman.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Spider-Man.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Thor 3.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like there was another one in there that I'm missing.
That was November.
Strange?
That was November last year. Oh. I remember my on this day before it started giving me depressing things about last year's election.
Mm-hmm.
Oh dear. Do we need to get you something?
No, just a little verp.
Okay. I need to wash my mouth out with Coke. That's what Daddy likes. Ah, fructose.
The way you took that bottle, I think maybe it's Mommy who likes it.
He's saying women suck dick, but not only women suck dick. This is 2017, Andy.
Only the ones who want to.
Everyone sucks dick.
Who, you know, feel just sort of a social obligation.
That's one of my favorite George Carlin bits. He's like, nothing wrong with sucking a dick. Women suck dick. Men suck dick. Can't be all bad if everybody's doing it.
So true.
I guess what I'm saying is I really like Thor. Did you see that I posted the picture of James again for his birthday? The picture that I spent a lot of money for?
No, I didn't notice that was the one.
I was like, I was waiting for no one to chime in.
No, I actually don't know the picture. I don't remember the picture. I just remember our conversation about the picture.
Well, I posted it. I was like, I spent a lot of money on this picture, so you're going to see it every year.
Oh, I should have paid attention to the caption.
God damn it, Noah.
I'm sorry.
For fuck's sake.
I'm sorry.
He's not that sorry.
I'm so sorry.
Oh, I should probably take this opportunity to apologize for the episode that didn't get aired 2 weeks ago.
Mm.
Because fuckstick McGillicuddy forgot to hit record on his microphone after literally recording an episode with Nostalgia the day before where they talked about how one of them forgot to hit record on their microphone. I was like, well, that's a dumbass mistake.
Yeah. Who would ever do that? I would.
I was like...
They planted that evil in you. They planted that seed, too. They are dark and evil bunches.
I went to do the thing where I convert it, and I was like, wow, that one didn't take long to convert at all, because it was just me checking the mic and then stopping the test. Ah, it's good.
You should have just played that every time you were responding to something. It was like, test.
What do you think, Tim? Test. All right.
That's interesting. Can you tell me more about that, Tim?
Test. I had originally thought, I'm like, I know what I'll do. I'll just put the cans on. I'll listen to you guys and respond as though I did just, you know, come up with whatever I can. Act like,
right.
You know, like maybe it'll be funny. It was like, it got so frustrating within 3 minutes. Like, fuck it. Because then you'd respond. I'm like, oh, that's what I said. Well, fuck it. Now I can't. I have to stop and start over again. Fuck it.
Oh, you were trying to make actually match.
Or at least, you know, something. But then I was like, oh, yeah, what I said was way funnier than this.
Whoa, Andy finds that hilarious song.
No. I'm sure it was. Tim Stories are fucking hilarious.
Are you in your own place, buddy?
Are you in your own place, buddy?
I suddenly became painfully aware that I often will have my mind wander and like have just a parallel train of thought while I'm listening to other people talk to each other, even when I'm still participating.
Uh-huh.
That my consciousness will just wander away, and it's just like enough will have been recorded that as soon as my attention turns back, it'll all just replay and everything like super fast and be okay, and I'll just respond. And I can just let my attention go. And I realized, as you guys were talking, I kept coming in and out of your conversation because some other thought would start to occur to me. But when I went to look, it was in slow-mo. It's like, every time I tried to come back in, it's like, it'd be like if you were spinning up a record manually. So it's like, and then, like, just whatever was in the beginning of it was lost. And every time I started to think about that and how funny it is, and oh shit, I really should listen to them because they might expect me to participate in this, I would think about the fact that I had just thought, hey, I shouldn't really stop this and listen to them.
You were caught in a loop.
I was.
You're like Kelsey Grammer.
The good news is it was funnier every time through.
The bad news is you're going to listen to this and go,
Yeah. Oh, am I?
Like, you're like, oh, it wasn't as funny as it was in my head on the day.
Yeah, but I'm assuming you could judge. You always tell me I suck. What am I asking?
No, not what you just said. I meant the stuff you missed out on while you were... and I didn't do
it. I'm sure you just explained that incredibly clearly 3 times, and I still couldn't wrap it around.
There's no guarantee of that.
Okay.
Based on how often I have to explain things to my children.
Dehydration and, I guess, hunger for candy will get to you, kids. So always.
One of your children just had a birthday.
Yeah.
Yes. Fucking.
Not one of mine.
The Chuck E. Cheese ticket pit was fucking just joy. Just so much joy.
Say what?
So, you know, like, they have those things where, like, you get in like, a little enclosed booth and they hit the air fan and you have to grab as much money as you can.
Oh, yeah.
They did the same thing, but with tickets at Chuck E. Cheese. And so James got to go in there with Michael because they're like, James is so little, he can have his big brother going with him. And at first, he's like, what the fuck is this shit? Like, why is there wind blowing on me? I'm kind of freaked out. But then he saw Michael grabbing tickets. He's like, I'm grabbing tickets. And then just like, I snapped a picture of him and put it on Instagram. Like, just the look on his face, like, this is the best day of my life.
What was he doing, catch and release, though? Was it like, as soon as he didn't get one, he'd like see another one and like let go of the first one to go grab the second one?
Not even that. He's just like, I got a big wad of them. Whiff. And he just chucked him back down.
Oh, that's such a kid thing to do.
And he's just like, ha ha. But then as soon as it was over, he was like, all right, let me the fuck out of here. Still happy, but he's like, I know, I gotta go.
More fun to be had in the world. That kid is such a joy.
I keep finding myself reverting, and like something will happen in the conversation, and I'll think, like, for half a second, it would be funny to make a racist joke. Well, first, like, when we were with Mike, you know, black guy or white guy, or little dick or whatever, like, I'd start to make some sort of racially tinged joke, and then remember that Mike hasn't seen us be like that in front of each other, and Mike and I don't do that same stuff. Fuck my brain. I'm tracking this one up to tired, but my brain just fully shut off there.
You guys live close together. You guys should do more stuff.
Yes.
You guys should hang out.
Yes.
Bro, do some bro shit.
Bro it up.
Yeah. The kids with the wives and get out there and fucking swashbuckle. It's from Yes Man.
Anga.
Jim Carrey says it to Bradley Cooper, and Bradley Cooper says, What does that even mean?
Wait, what movie?
Yes, Man.
Oh.
I remember that.
Surprisingly more enjoyable thing. Movie than you'd think it would be.
Yeah.
I wouldn't. Zooey Deschanel?
Yeah, okay. That's what I was like.
I wouldn't expecting absolute shit. It looked like garbage.
When Zod is your guru, you know things are going right.
Oh, Malcolm McDowell. No. Wait, no.
No, but he kind of looks like old Malcolm McDowell. His name's Terrence Stamp.
Yes.
Yes.
Yep.
He was also the butler in the Haunted Mansion movie.
I feel like that's right.
I could be wrong.
Yeah.
It's been a while since I've seen it.
He was in The Limey, that's...
And most people have seen it.
Yes.
Yes, he was.
Yes, he was.
But he'll always be General Zod to me.
Yes.
Respect.
Kneel before Zod.
I just didn't pour out any Coca-Cola.
Of course not. Too precious. I was wondering how long it was going to take.
Did you have it?
I forgot.
Oh, you don't have the watch?
No, I got the pocket edition Fitbit.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, there was absolutely no context as I reached for something in the room and didn't have to describe it. It was just, Noah's been trying to figure out, there's a piece of cloth with a little pocket in it that you shove your Fitbit in so it can snuggle against your skin all night, so it can track your motion and quality of sleep.
Wait, what are you wrapping around, your wrist?
Yep.
Wrist, okay.
Forearm. Doesn't go any higher than forearm.
I'm feeling fitter already.
Nice. Oh, yeah, now it fits your bits.
Fit bits!
yeah, so just like when you're tossing and turning, you just would have the watch strapped to you if you're going to do the sleep stuff. Well, this one, because it's a pocket. It's just, like, not wearing it where it's, like, sticking out of dress pants or, you know, creasing them up or whatever. Just being able to shove it into the pocket, but then at the same time also not having something ripping. Yes.
Makes sense.
Yeah, because Danelle, like, would want to wear her sometimes, like, if we're dancing or something at, like, a nice event, but she's like, I'm not going to wear this goofy-looking Fitbit on, Oh, that was a little bit of the burger.
That's two for two.
Chewy.
Our shitty waiter may have been a Time Lord. You went back to fuck with our food before it happened.
He's a shitty Time Lord. It's one of the ones that died in the Time War, I bet. It's probably the first one to go. And is that a Dalek? The Time War.
Oh,
we're talking about Doctor Who.
Yeah, yes. I don't know it.
I was like, why are you trying to jump on board this train? Like,
yeah, Time War. You know, it's crazy. Daleks.
The Time War again. Daleks, I mean, I'll lick it once.
Dalek my balls. No, they just did a straight time. Someone did a parody of, or I think they just did a cover of Time Warp from Rocky Horror as the 10th Doctor. What's David Tennant?
Millionth Doctor.
No, that's incorrect.
100,000
yes.
Doctor.
Yes, he was the 10th Doctor.
Yes.
I went.
Yeah, 9 was.
Hooray for me.
Some Excellent. Idiot decided to put a super bright bulb inside of a light switch directly next to where you sleep with your face.
You can always sleep on that side of the bed.
Oh, so you put that...
It's bright as fuck in, like, this area in the room. Mm. So, yes, I fixed the glowy thing.
Ingenuity.
Fuck that shit.
Oh!
Notice I'm doing my hard work.
He fixed it.
He didn't...
Really. It just glows at night.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, so if the overhead light switch is off, it engages a separate circuit in there, a little mini circuit.
Got it.
Drive.
And he's leaving.
Like that.
Still not on, I don't think.
Oh, yeah, it is.
Okay. Wait, let's make sure.
I was going to say, you're going to have to turn
it on. Oh, now I see it.
Huh, you. I don't know if that would bother me.
Once your eyes adjust and you're a great big pansy.
Yes, that was the other part I was thinking.
Or if you're a light sleeper.
Yeah, slight sleeper.
Another way to say it.
Yeah, like, you know, body still recovering from being 3 hours off and starting that day at 3 o'clock in the morning.
It is.
This podcast is sponsored by any airline but United.
Yeah.
Even not Frontier. What's that one really shitty airline?
Not SkyBlue.
Yeah, SkyBlue's pretty okay.
Maybe it's Frontier. No, I don't think it's Frontier. Fuck, I wish I could think of it. It's one that's like just notoriously shitty.
Southwest.
Yeah. No, even like, they're cheaper than Southwest, but for a reason.
Like, sell you water.
I don't know.
Not even sell you water, just like, shit always goes wrong.
Mm.
It'll come to me later.
Yeah, I keep thinking of Ryanair, which is, I think, in... It's either... In Ireland, or maybe the guy was from Ireland.
Spirit Airlines? Is that a thing?
Yes, it is. Yes.
Are they shitty?
Yes.
Done. Spirit Airlines.
Spirit.
We did it.
Told you.
The Spirit in the Sky.
I knew it. Told you guys.
We were going up.
Spirit in the Sky. Spirit in the Sky. I think I'm singing the wrong song.
Hey, I'm Tony Robbins. Oh. Tony Robbins, hey.
The way you had the chocolates over over the book, it looked like it said unfuckable. Come on, Tony.
No, he's unfuckable. No, he's
fuckable. You got some money. You can get a piece if you wanted to.
He's big guy. Yeah, not bad looking.
But huge. That's gotta be intimidating.
He's huge, and his face in motion, like, when it stops, it's a face. Okay. Once it moves again, there's something a little wrong. What I'm saying is, I think he may be a giant lizard wearing a man.
Face. Like in V.
Yes.
Or in.
I just think it's not like rubber glued on. I mean, like, he just stretched him out and climbed inside.
So, like an Egger suit.
Yeah.
Like he's wearing a Edgar suit.
He's wearing an Edgar suit. Why are you doing that as like faux Sean Connery?
I'm not trying to. She had like this weird voice that.
He's wearing an Edgar suit.
Not Edgar.
You're wearing an Edgar suit. Shaking, not
ready,
Penny. Here's your fucking Chinese food.
Welcome back, nigga. To the top of your bed.
What? Can you signal before you make a lane change across the whole freeway?
I can't do it. I can't. It won't.
It's like... It was like Catherine Hepburn makes it.
Wow.
Sean Connery. Welcome back, nigga.
This prototype run for episode 420 is not, it's not yielding amazing results.
What? This is the best one ever.
I think we've come down off the peak.
Yeah, we got it recorded about an hour and 20 minutes earlier than whatever now is. So about an hour earlier.
Hey, we gotta go back in time. Yo, don't you love my eye bit by the paw?
What's happening? I was stroking up.
I was struggling mightily to catch up with the reference that Noah was making.
Nah.
And it hurt.
I think it was just vowels.
I'm really trying to figure out what the theme in my hotel room furniture is supposed to be. Because there's like these like weird like Greek swirls over there, but then like that kind of looks Egyptian or something, like reeds. But then that looks like it's supposed to be some, you know, like Greek or Roman temple with a little what are the swirly doolies on the side of column. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Yeah. Yeah, I know how we describe them for the listener.
Yeah. It's like a
hold the microphone closer.
that helped.
There you go.
For a second, I thought you were going to take a picture so that the listeners could see it. I was like,
"Oh, that would be helpful."
That's not how this works.
Could be. Oh, good. I put the timer on. That doesn't make any sense.
Vogue in front of it.
Wait, can you record audio and do a video at the same time?
It's not a video; it's just a photo. But yeah, I imagine that would cut out the audio. Hopefully, it didn't.
Recognizes my knuckles.
More power to him.
Yeah, you are a connoisseur of knuckles.
Who is it?
Somebody who's not a boxer.
All right, that takes in most people.
Well, I was trying to say that all
boxers are a pretty thin slice of America.
Yes.
Did you watch Stranger Things? Lane change.
What's out Noah's windows?
I did. I watched all of Stranger. You did too.
I did too. Dandy?
Nope. I rewatched.
Download that shit for the flight.
Oh, yeah. It was actually already downloaded for the flight out here.
You had a whole fucking time in the airport you could have watched.
And then I didn't know how long that time was. And I was also considering trying to, instead of going direct, go through Charlotte, which would involve a plane change and a second opportunity for them to fuck up a plane and possibly strand me in Charlotte. So I was rationing that shit like I was going to be on a desert island of shit to distract my brain. And then when I got on the flight and I was like, oh, god damn, it's United. They're going to try to charge you to be able to watch entertainment. Oh, is this shit? So I live in Atlanta, so it's Delta Hub. Delta videos, movies, whatever on any of the planes that have Wi-Fi is free, and most of the planes don't have Wi-Fi have little seatback things, and it's free.
Yeah, well, I thought I had that. Was that Delta? I thought it was United. I mean, it was United. United was our flight back. Sorry, when we flew out for the cruise, I was like, look at all these fucking free movies I can watch. Mm-hmm. Yeah! Fwing, 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 fwing.
And I was realizing as I was looking at you being confused, that I just assumed that was expected de rigueur because I fly Delta because Delta fucking goes everywhere from Atlanta.
But my point was you can download Stranger Things to your phone on Netflix. That way you don't have to worry about Wi-Fi charges.
No, I had downloaded it to my phone on Netflix. It's still actually... Why am I pointing over there? My phone's behind me.
God, that ruins it.
I know. They saw me.
So visual.
Tim, take a picture. No. We're going to make the first video podcast, but like not video.
I feel like there have been many video podcasts. We would not be blazing any trails.
Nope, we're not trailblazers.
I was trying to say still image, because then I was like, and then I'll try to build on that with like, and then what if we played them really fast and like it would almost look like we were talking, say like 24 frames a second. But I started off with video, which is where I was trying to end up.
Huh?
I told the...
He was trying to say take still pictures, but he started with video, and that's not what he meant.
Yeah.
He just took a long time to say it.
Yeah. Because then I had to criticize myself. Oh, I'm sorry. Did you think I would have more self-control?
What?
But anyway.
Yeah.
So it's on your phone.
It's on my phone. It was... I also just over-downloaded before because I wanted to have a lot of options. So there was like... one or two things that I was like, there was one thing I was finishing up watching when I got on, and there was another thing that I decided I wanted to watch right after. So it was like, then the flight was half over, because like that had now been 3 hours of the 5 hour flight. So I watched the last episode.
Well, I liked Stranger Things 2 better than Stranger Things 1.
I disagree.
Oh, we could do a scene, scene, unscene. Debate for me. Convince me. That's not how they did Scene, Scene, Unseen.
It isn't.
That's not even a thing.
Scene, Unseen? Sure it was.
Not three things.
Right. Well, there was only two guys.
Yeah.
Except for that one time when they had the guest on and they kept laughing about the flies in the helmet. Whew, this only... that's very referential to only people who heard the Scene, Unseen podcast and remembered that episode where they were talking about Fly Me to the Moon, an animated movie where flies go to the moon because they get stuck inside an astronaut's helmet. To which one guy lost his shit laughing. He's like, who's the astronaut, Pigpen? How do you not know? He's like, you put astronauts in fucking training for years, and this fucking asshole is, no, there's some flies buzzing on his fucking helmet.
I don't think it's kind of somewhere out in the world.
What if the astronaut was that guy from CBS though, and he just didn't notice the flies because he was just yelling Spa Chang? I swear to God, I thought the first word was spa, and then I was trying to figure out who was Chang. He's like, I'm being racist.
Yeah.
Anyway, I don't know why I liked it better. I just felt like,
I can tell you why I
didn't like it as much.
Yeah, I don't think this is spoiling anything. This season's bigger in scope than the first season. Mm-hmm. And I think I like the smaller story of the first season.
I think I just liked where I think I liked the journey that the characters went through a little better on this season than last season.
Mm-hmm. Also felt like a little less focused though.
It definitely did, like there was like definitely an A and a B and a C story.
Right. Whereas I feel
I
like there's,
I can actually
kind of,
jump in.
Yeah.
Jump in.
Oh, just because I've seen just enough of the season to come in.
You started it.
Yeah. Sorry.
I
didn't fully explain that. Yeah. When we went up to Chattanooga, because it was just like so shitty, instead of doing stuff, you know, outside in the wilderness around Chattanooga or whatever, we just stayed inside and watched Stranger Things in about 7 minute chunks between children racing into the room. So it probably took like 2 hours to watch each episode.
I love that the episodes are A, not super long.
Mm-hmm.
B, there's not that many of them. It's like you just get to digest a whole season and you're like, ah, it's some entertainment. It's like it's longer than a movie, but it's breakdownable so you can enjoy it
Yeah.
I mean, I was
like a miniseries, I believe they call them.
Well, I think that may come back to your point though, because the being less focused thing, when you said you didn't think it was a spoiler, it's super early in the season, real early in the season, that they establish that, like, oh, there's going to be whole other plot threads. This isn't just like we're going to pick up that one.
Right.
So we're going to add all this stuff in. When they do it right and they get the pacing right in the first season, some people say the first season started slow. I kind of felt like it was ramp up building tension over time. I thought that it was well done because, again, they're not too long.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, slow build is still not that slow. But if they got the pacing right and the ramp up right and everything, if they try to put more things in, would they be able to still maintain the right tempo when everything has to get less attention? or not less attention, less
screen time.
Screen time, yes. So same development and less screen time.
Mm-hmm.
Is that kind of where your complaints coming from? Is you felt like they kind of rushed the stuff because it was too many things?
No, it's just there wasn't really multiple like storylines in the first season. It was just kind of like a one main. This is like what's all focusing towards. Where mm-hmm. they're going different directions, and that's what I meant. Like it just felt like, more. It wasn't as focused because they were kind of juggling a couple different things.
Yeah, because it wasn't like several people coming together on the same mystery. So even though they're not working together, you still see, you know, continuity and discovery.
Right.
Until they all, finally put some stuff together.
Right. Like everybody was focused on getting Mike back. Wasn't that the kid?
Those two white kids look the same to me. I swear to God. I'm like, wait.
Yes, it was Mike. It's Will and Mike.
You've made it a couple episodes into the second season?
It's either 4 or 5. I would say, I can't think of a way to make the spoiler. Just not spoiler. Do you want to just edit this part out?
No, you can put it in. This might be a spoiler for Stranger Things.
Okay, fairly minor, because if you know anything about shows, especially horror shows, you knew as soon as you saw an animal, it was going to bite it, especially if it's a cat. That's where we got to, was where the cat was getting attacked. That was the end, the stinger end of that episode was the last one. So whether that's the 4th or the 5th episode, that.
Okay, well, there was someone posted on Facebook, or I don't know why they posted it, somehow it ended up on Facebook. It was a picture of Bob Ross, but they superimposed the kid who was in the Upside Down, and instead of painting happy little trees, he was painting that monster, that thing he drew towards mm-hmm. the beginning. It just made me laugh. Especially because the face of the kid was like, super happy. Even though he's drawing the death monster or whatever. I do feel like first season, like everybody was focused on getting that guy back, and even though we were finding out stuff about Eleven, it seemed more organic because she was part of the group that was trying that, and even Winona Ryder is trying to get him back, and like cop guy is trying, like they all have the same goal.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So but whereas this time we're still cutting back and forth between them and their different adventures, but they're all off on, like, Eleven is off on her own shit for most of the thing.
Mm-hmm.
Except when she's not.
It's a spoiler.
Okay.
she is last I saw, but there has been enough close orbiting that I know that it's time to go. Or that's, a half season cock tease. So, yeah, I thought it was pretty obvious that there would be people finding each other.
Yeah, eventually, like, some of the stories dovetail into each other.
Well, it's... I don't think this is that... the existence, I'm assuming, of people that you're talking about. So I haven't seen yet, like I said.
You haven't seen Eleven yet?
No, I've seen Eleven.
Oh, okay.
I haven't seen Eleven not being alone.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Okay. I'm like, oh, fuck, am I doing that thing again where my mind wanders? So I haven't seen Eleven being together with somebody, but I kind of assumed that it was going to happen when they introduced a character in the very first episode.
Yes, the very first frames of the very first episode.
Yes. And then I was like, oh, we're not, it's not going to be like, oh, hey, look, here's a little glimpse of a parallel light, especially when it wasn't like, hey, we're going to go see other and other and other mm-hmm. and other, like it was a, just kind of a through theme or something like that. It was very clearly an introduction
mm-hmm.
when no theme appeared, and because it was an introduction, it was like, this is going to come back around again, because otherwise it's Chekhov's gun.
Chekhov's
gun is the one that has to be fired. So she was a Chekhov's gun. Got my references.
I mean, I did... So, like, sometimes the show would... Like, there'd be a whole episode that was focused on one team or whatever, and then the next episode was focused on a different storyline, mm-hmm. and then the mm-hmm. episode after that would take you all the way back in time to the end of the episode before it. So you're like, it kind of feels like we're going backwards. So I could see how that would be frustrating. But like 5 or 7 minutes into the episode, I'm like, yeah, I did want to find out how this story ends. What are they doing? Fucking get it together, guys.
A few seasons into this, few episodes in the season, I started to wonder about the very first scene. I'm like, when are they going to get back to that? I know they'll come back to that.
Yeah, I totally forgot until that showed up again.
I was looking for it.
I was busy wondering how he was able to draw that stuff you know, when the guy was in the Upside Down, whatever his name, Mike, Ted, Cody, whatever fucking white boy name he has.
Max.
He was drawing that stuff, and apparently it was to scale. Like, how does he do that? Like, it's a necessary contrivance to make the rest of the thing happen, but I'm like, he's drawing individual pieces of paper, and then they're able to link them all together, and it's somehow to scale of this thing that they're trying to solve, like a map.
But you don't know how the Upside Down worked, Tim. Works in mysterious ways, man.
Fair enough. Complaint withdrawn.
Upside down. Boy, you turn me.
Inside out.
And upside down.
Around.
Here's
a random side note. Because the boys dressed up like Ghostbusters for Halloween in the series. My kid is now into the real Ghostbusters cartoon, which is on Netflix.
Hmm.
Oh, so not the one with the gorilla.
No.
Stephen Pilot's reading.
The real Ghostbusters.
Which is funny because the other one was the original Ghostbusters.
That they paid for the name.
Yeah.
Anyway, so we may go with the Ghostbusters next year, which I would be super excited about.
Yeah.
I love that bit about, wait, why are you Venkman? I should be Venkman. Or you should be Winston. Why? I also like that kid had more to do this year. This season, I mean.
Yeah, that was... So I was realizing that there was kind of a microcosm of what you guys were talking about, of like, you know, going branching way off and having... But in the first season, in a smaller sense, there were still things that would happen where it's like, you know, people would sort of turn off into a kind of separate little side tangential story of their own, or, you know, two of them would kind of split off like he did.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's just the fact that he did it kind of seemingly for longer, felt like it kind of took him out of the movie. But then also, maybe in this one, and I just haven't really noticed it, they spend more time on, even if it's like one person going off and having... So there's a scene where Eleven's having like flashbacks, and like it's just all an Eleven scene.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just her. There's no other interacting people going on. It's just her dealing with her own kind of thread of the story. So, yeah, I think that's much more than Lucas kind of getting pissed off and leaving and then just being gone for like three consecutive scenes and then he calls them.
Yeah, I feel like Lucas... his first season he was just like the downer character. He's like, I don't think we should be doing this. I don't think Eleven should be part of the group. He was just like, Whereas I feel like he was a much more positive character. This oh yeah, yeah, yeah. And he had his whole little sub arc.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about. You probably know what I'm talking about, but I'm being vague enough that it's confusing you. And you're tired, high, and drunk. Or tunk.
Tunky.
Should we wrap this up? I feel like Noah's about to crash.
Yeah. Oh.
You look tired.
What?
Yeah.
Uh-uh.
You look more tired than the guy from the East Coast.
I'm ready to party.
Also, I want to know what time it is. Oh, it's 11. All right. I don't know when the next... I feel like there's only one or two more Barts coming.
Oh.
Yeah, probably.
Should we say our goodbyes?
Goodbye. By the way, that was Andy, the A in Tancast, and that was Noah, the N in Tancast.
We introduced ourselves.
I said it. You guys did.
What? Well, don't worry. We were right on top of it.
Wait. Did we sink? Like a boat.
Wait. Oh. I got him. Oh, okay. So I was saying the time right now.
It's 11:03. You thought we'd only been recording for 11 minutes?
Yeah, I was like, no! It's been longer than that.
We've been recording for 42 minutes. Good lord.
Yeah, okay.
All of it is gold.
So,
are you sure? I felt like it was a little rambling in the middle.
Sorry, guys.
You look so sincere. Look at
it. I've let you down.
What? You never let us down, baby girl.
Prish.
I'll ask about that when we're off. Anyway, not today, remembering to record last episode.
Waiter recording this one?
That would suck.
Oh. Never trust your waiter not to blame you for their mistake.
Fuck you, tap 415 or whatever the fuck that shit is.
415 tap.
Fuck you, that's it. Fuck you, what he just said.
Never going there again. I might go there again. Not for a while, though.
That guy was such an ass.
Oh, you're going to awaken angry Andy again. Don't do it.
No, it's okay.
What do you hate, Andy?
Well, I was going to say this week I hate that fucking waiter, but... this week I hate how I start to tell about how I think High Andy may be more racist than regular Andy, because I kept catching myself trying to say something and then remembering it's 2017 and Tancast shouldn't be that way anymore, and forgetting halfway through explaining that what the fuck I was explaining.
I remember that from like 40 minutes ago. I didn't know that's where that was going.
No, I'm just saying, like, I've pieced it together. That was super stupid. But I'm gonna blame 3 hours of sleep and a couple of cocktails and maybe some chocolate.
What do you hate?
Donald Trump.
Thank you.
Yes.
It's like people want the hits.
I don't want to be Freebird anymore. Tancast.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Tancast. If you liked it, please tell your friends about it. Post about it on social media, your Twitters, your Facebooks, your MySpace if you're stuck in 2007. Subscribe to us on iTunes and maybe even write us a review on iTunes. If you prefer to get your podcast on Stitcher, don't worry. Tancast is there as well. Go to Tancast.com for all your Tancast needs. Leave comments on this episode. Read blogs whenever we get around to posting them. And you can find links to our Facebook page, our Twitter page, and our Zazzle store. Thanks, as always, to DJ Technoid, who created the official Tancast theme, and big thanks to Angela, who created the official Tancast artwork. Alright, that's enough plugs. Time to end the show, but please, come back again next week! Please!
Tancast. You know what I love, though? That Papadopoulos guy that apparently just rolled over on all of them.
I hope that turns out to be something. I feel like... I do feel like people are way too excited, way too early. I was like, guys.
I know, I felt that in my sound.
Nobody's in chains yet.
Yeah.
Anyway, enjoy some mucus.